Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out our website, thericksmithshow.com. So interesting day in the Manafort trial as the judge decided, hey, we need a break right in the middle. No explanation as to why the break, because the prosecution had hoped to wrap things up today. Not going to happen. Maybe on Monday. And here to share some thoughts on the Manafort trial. Also, maybe a little on Devin Nunes, the Kremlin gremlin. Maybe the Chris Collins arrest. Maybe even Space Force. Our good friend Scott Dworkin. Scott, thanks for taking time for us.
To infinity and beyond.
And beyond. Well, let's start there. Space Force. Space Force? Yes?
Trump saw Toy Story, I think, and then he's like, hey, we need to do something here. How can my friends make more money?
How can we steal from the taxpayers more? That was exactly my rationale. What kind of graft can we get out of this?
Mark Kelly, Gabrielle Giffords' husband, just totally ripped it to shreds, and he's an astronaut. It's just the exploitation. I understand what they're trying to do, but expand part of the Air Force, or do something in that regard. Don't act like we need an entire branch of more defense spending. And we don't have clean water in Flint. We have the red tide in Florida. We have the fire burning down California. I mean, we've got problems here we need to spend money on right now.
Right.
And so if we can't keep ourselves safe here, what are we worried about space? Yeah, like, what's the point?
Yeah, what are we worried about putting Buck Rogers up into space? But here's the thing. The other part of this is they're acting like we're not already doing this stuff. And I don't buy for a second that we're not already doing some of this stuff because the Chinese are. There's no way you're going to get me to buy that our military isn't already testing the next generation of, space fighters or whatever. I'm sure that I would bet they're already doing it.
Absolutely. That's why DARPA, there's a lot of different organizations that exist already, to do that. And it's, so it is absurd to think that, we're not already on top of it. He had the same kind of excuses for the Arctic Circle and, making sure that Putin doesn't edge in, but I don't buy it. It's very clearly nonsense. We have bigger problems. He has time to put this together, but he can't put families back together. You want to trust this guy to put a force into space? Like, he can't even put families back together that he took apart in the first place.
Yeah, good point. He can barely find his ball on the golf course.
Right.
Yeah, that's just it is what it is. Let's move on. The big trial today. Any rationale for the break in the middle of the day?
No, I don't see the reason why yet. I think that it's just going to be something that the judge wants to review something before the prosecution closes their part of the case. It's not clear whether or not it's a stopping point where Manafort throws up the white flag and says, okay, I give. I totally cannot, I'm not going to win this case. I'm not sure if they're there yet, but that's what would probably happen if the case were interrupted. That is the timing it would be before the defense, set things up. That's probably when they would make a deal. But I wouldn't want to say either way. What I can say is that it's pretty clear that he's guilty.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been kind of boring testimony, but it's all, yep, he knew, he cheated, he lied, he didn't tell us about all the money that he was getting from the Ukraine. And even his right-hand man was saying, yeah, we did all this stuff together. I've said this a number of times, the one kind of shocker for me is that the thieves were robbing from each other. Gates was robbing him blind. I can't get past that.
Right. And look at who testified against him. These are, professional accountants and IRS agents and people that really can't be discredited all that much because what they have is straightforward.
Yep.
They have proof of them lying, of committing fraud. And then they also admit to being co-conspirators and they got immunity in response for that. And so it's very clear and almost comical to think that Manafort has some kind of defense because I'm not sure if he even has people that would give him a character witness at this time. I don't even think that there'd be, I don't really think his wife would speak on his behalf at this point.
That's funny. The other part that makes that is kind of just weird to me is that he's broke. I mean, if he was hoarding and stealing all this money, he was hiding all the, how is it possible this guy is broke when you're talking about multiple millions of dollars?
He's definitely got money hidden somewhere, and I don't doubt it. And he's probably got properties throughout the world, and he's got money, but he didn't have enough money to get out of this. He didn't have money to get out of jail because what he's done is beyond the pale, and it doesn't matter how rich you are. I think they're making a point that, they don't care how much money you have. The whole poor me, him and Cohen, both worth hundreds of millions of dollars and acting like they're broke all the time. Cohen definitely is on the broker end of the spectrum now. And a lot of their money, like the money that they have made, has been frozen or been found. And so they don't have the ability to access those funds, or even if they did have those funds available, they wouldn't be able to get to them, because then Mueller would be on the case immediately if he hasn't already found it. Because he's been working with the IRS since day one. And then he also has been working with other tax agencies throughout the world for different countries. And that's how he kind of gets it all together, because it's like, okay, well, you see the paper trail he filed in Spain, and then that Spain front company actually took money from this oligarch in Ukraine. And so he just has this kind of map that connects all the dots. And what they did was illegal, and I think he's going to stay in jail for it and be sent to prison probably 10 to 15 years, on top of the fact that he has the trial in the fall. So even if he was found not guilty and cleared of all charges, he is in jail till probably at least October.
Yeah, where the next trial begins. But I'm with you. I'm pretty sure that this is pretty cut and dry. This was the slam dunk, if you will, in that it's all right there in black and white on paper, other than his defense being, they're all lying and I knew nothing about it. I don't know how that flies. And I hope when they do find him guilty, I hope the judge does sentence him to, obviously, the maximum penalty. But I also hope they make him wear that ostrich jacket and the satin panties.
Right. How many cartons of cigarettes can you get for that ostrich jacket? Probably not many. But that's probably the only place he can look cool in it. I mean, that thing is ugly. It's not even a Wilson's type of leather jacket. I don't even think they would sell it there. It's just it's like a showboat kind of thing of, like, you bring your friends over and you're like, hey, look what I got.
He's the old Backstreet Boy.
Jacket is awesome. Yeah, it's like, and you roll your eyes, and you're like, and he's like, it's $15,000. Like, I can see him right now. Like, he's so proud that it cost $15,000. And it's just like, well, that's why you have no money, because your investments were in ostrich coats and into putting an M on your property and spending tons of money on landscaping. And it just makes you sick because these are the kind of people they are. And funny enough, they mentioned the fact that he's been in Trump Tower for years now. He also sat on the condo board of Trump Tower. So he's known Trump since 1982 is the earliest we can track back, and the first lobbying client ever for Manafort and Roger Stone is Donald Trump, the first lobbying client they ever had. And so it's really everything to this ties back to Trump, and it's comical when people say, oh, this has nothing to do with Trump. Well, that's incorrect, because some of these crimes and some of the things involving these crimes were done while he was on the campaign and continued while he was on the campaign. And not only that, I believe, and I know other people do as well, that Trump was knowledgeable of those crimes, and knew about it, and was okay with him working with them anyways, because he needed him. Because Manafort was one of the few Americans willing to work for Trump.
Yeah, and also, in the testimony, there was the talk of, sometime at the end of 2016, there being a large windfall of money to cover some of their debts. Where was that money supposed to come from?
I guess Russia or Russia via Ukraine. I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. He was sued years ago with Fred Trump, his dad's right-hand man, Manafort, and this guy, Brad Saxon, were both sued, along with some Russian mobsters, for taking Russian-Ukraine oil kickback deals. They took money from these oil deals, and it all links back to this dossier again. And what's more credible than any of these guys have ever been, you know, at least half of it's been proven. They even proved the fact that Mueller apparently has evidence that Cohen was in Prague. So he lied to Cohen, lied to America and the world about that. I mean, everything is going to be, as you've seen right now, they're discrediting every single one of these people, and they have to start coming clean or else no one's going to believe them. And that's going to be the story, is how they're just liars. And so they burn out their every kind of reasoning. And so you see Giuliani start to say, this person's a liar, jump to that. Like, and that's all he's got. And, oh, these people are lying. Same thing with Manafort in court. They have no other defense now. And people really just, I don't see them telling a believable story, because the evidence, as you said, the paper is right there. It's like, you did this and you ordered this. Not only that, Manafort was Gates's boss. It wasn't, and he was in on all of it. He knew, he directed Gates to do most of this stuff. And they have evidence, emails, text messages to prove it. So the fact that Manafort is trying to blame Gates, it's the only scapegoat he has. And sadly enough for him, Gates took the deal. And he was smart enough to do so. And he's going to avoid spending, you know, a lot of his life in prison.
Yeah, or the rest of it. It's just that simple. And I'm hoping, long sentence. I did want to move on because, some interesting news this week on Nunes, some tapes out. Pretty much, you know, at this point, why hasn't Paul Ryan removed Nunes from the Intelligence Committee? Why has that not happened with all of what we now know that Nunes has done and with all the hanky stuff he's been doing from the beginning?
You know, I've always recommended to Paul Ryan that, you know, you need to remove anyone without intelligence from the Intelligence Committee. And that would specifically be Nunes, among others. He really has disqualified himself. He's leaked documents, obviously, to Donald Trump, most likely broke the Espionage Act when he was doing so. On a monthly basis, he has come up with some kind of conspiracy theory-based document, legal document, abusing his power, saying, hey, this memo, or hey, this document, or hey, this FISA stuff, something to distract so that they can use it and wave it around and say, Trump's innocent, or this was illegal, blah, blah, blah. And every single one, every single piece of evidence that he's presented has been discredited almost wholly. And, I think that he keeps them there because the second that Nunes is removed or proven to be guilty of crimes or any kind of chink in that armor, it really discredits the rest of the Republican Party to a point that of no return. So, I mean, and these tapes reveal part of the conspiracy of the fact that they know this all comes undone. This all ends if we lose the majority, because they know that they're going to be investigated then beyond, you know, whatever investigations are going on right now. And they're going to end up in prison. And I think what's great about the Collins arrest in New York is that it's the FBI signaling to members of Congress that we're not afraid to arrest you. We don't care who you are. I mean, even look at Paul. I think that the bottom line here is it's spineless Speaker Paul Ryan. He is not fit to run anything. My lawnmower, my dishwasher. Like, it's not appropriate for him to keep these people on these committees. All he did with Collins, he didn't ask for him to resign. He didn't ask him. He pulled him off of a committee, and that's it. So there's no repercussions to these actions. Remember, they even wanted to end the ethics, the Office of Congressional Ethics, when they started this cycle, because they knew they'd be under constant investigation. And not only that, there's six other members of Congress in the Republican Party that are tied to the scandal that sold off stocks before that. So it's really just telling, especially with the tapes of Nunes. It exposes who they really are. And what the great thing is now that tapes are the new norm, when more tapes come out, and there will be more tapes that come out on Trump and Cohen and Nunes and other members of Congress, it's going to be the new cool thing to do. So there's going to be people being recorded everywhere, and those tapes are going to leak out, and they're going to ruin people, and they're going to be the catalyst, because again, their own words are going to speak louder than even sometimes evidence. And that's the key here is it's really, it really has knocked Nunes' credibility down to nothing. And again, Paul Ryan just kind of ignores it. I would guess that if you ask Paul Ryan right now, what do you think about the Nunes tapes? He'd look at you smug and he'd be like, you know, I don't know much about that. I'll have to, you know, look into that. I don't really know. This is a guy who gets news briefings every hour from his staff. He knows everything. He's a wonk. He knows everything that's happening on the Hill. He knows every news story. And to act like he,
he's counting the days. Come on, be honest. He's counting the days there. He's out the door, and he's hoping that he doesn't get drug into the mess.
Yeah, he just wants to get that lobbying job at Walmart.
Or the one that's going to destroy Social Security and Medicare. But no, I mean, at the end of it, you know, he's counting down his days, and because I think he genuinely knows that, you know, it's going to hit the fan real soon, and I don't know that he wants to be there at the bottom of the hill.
Right, and I agree. You know, did you see how happy John Boehner was today? Like, I have never seen a more happy dude.
Was he crying? Was he so happy he was crying?
He was in Iowa, and, you know, he was about to cry because he was visiting his friend Delaney, who was speaking out there. It's so pathetic. I keep on saying there's no retirement. You don't retire from being speaker at this. Like, what are you talking about? It's resigning in disgrace. And so I don't know exactly why he's doing it at all. I don't know if he wants to take a different route and go into the Senate. But he's got another, you know, 20, 30 years of political blood in him. So you got to wonder, why is he taking the early exit? Obviously, he doesn't want to be to blame for the heavy losses that they'll probably face, you know, a loss of 50 to 65 seats in the fall. Seats that they didn't think would be up for grabs that they will lose, and then Senate seats that they didn't think they would lose either. And then all of a sudden, you know, the subpoenas start popping out. What's funny enough is he'll probably be one of the first to be subpoenaed because he's been in on all of this. And so maybe he has, I think he should be in prison for letting even Nunes unrecuse himself. Without a true ethics probe into everything he's done, including his Russian ties, including everything else, and let alone the Russian money that Paul Ryan accepted to his super PAC, and Trump-linked money, which seemed like bribes. So I don't really know exactly what his plan is, but I do know that, you know, it's pathetic and it's the weakest speaker ever. I love when people try and compare him to Nancy Pelosi or anybody who's ever been Speaker of the House before. This guy is so pathetic. He doesn't have any. I know this about the leader. If she would come out, and these members of Congress would be gone. They would be. It wouldn't even exist anymore. Their names wouldn't even be. They would have their cell phones taken from them immediately. Like, Democrats don't put up with this garbage. They don't. And maybe that's something that Republicans should take on, because we're not going to change our ways to make us more slimy so we keep people in office. Even just the distraction yeah. of so many scandals, you know, Paul Ryan just needs to, I think he should just pack it up now. He should, like, why is he even there? Why waste your time? Just, you know, head out the door now.
That's a good point. But, you know, this Collins investigation, I guess it's been going on for months now, and we just now find out that it was going on with the arrest, obviously. But, you know, this is one of those things that if you're the speaker, don't you know that this is going on, and aren't you prepared for it so that when it does come to an arrest, an indictment, that you actually do something a little bit more?
I think they drag their feet on the ethics investigation because they're not really doing a true investigation, and it shows that. They took it sort of seriously where they said that there was an investigation opened, and then the FBI kind of took it from there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just another scandal out of the thousands that are going to pop up.
Well, let me ask you this, because, you know, one of the things that caught my attention is that this is a U.S. congressman sitting on the board of a foreign company, and you know, I'm also of the mindset that people who are sitting in Congress shouldn't be on anybody's boards. They should be on none of them. They're the servants of the people. You sign up for this. This is your job. It's why we pay you so much. You shouldn't have to be begging for pennies sitting on these corporate boards. Or am I wrong here?
No, you're right. And blind trust would be the only way to go, where they have no control over their fiduciary duties. And you know, to sit on a board is so ridiculous, because there is no company that exists in the world that they wouldn't have a conflict with, not one. And so it doesn't make any sense, because they're going to be driven by their wallet, and they're going to do what's in their best financial interest. They're not going to be thinking about, oh, what can I do to, you know, lower drug prices? They're going to think about, how can I make it so my drug gets pushed through, even if it doesn't work? You know?
Do you think it's funny that, you know, he notified all of his family but didn't notify his chief of staff?
I think that's par for the course. That's just normal.
Okay.
New normal for us now.
I'm going to let the chief of staff go down, but everybody, the blood, I guess it's that blood is thicker than water thing, right?
It is. It is, apparently. It doesn't matter. Blood in this case is the entire GOP. They all want to go down in the Titanic together.
Yeah, well, let's hope that happens. And come November, let's hope that we push them out the door. Last question I've got for you. To the elections on Tuesday, obviously Missouri, fantastic results on pushing back 2-1 on the no rights at work nonsense. Ohio 12, you know, shouldn't have even been a race. And they're still counting. Kansas governor race. I'm hoping Kobach wins still, because I think it'd be fun. Thoughts?
I think that we had a great showing in Ohio. It's obviously we wanted it to be more so. We had some Green Party interaction there. But it shows that Democrats are showing up. I think it's going to be a little boot in the butt to make sure that we're reminded that Republicans are going to show up, too. We need to show up in stronger numbers to overcome the Russian interaction, interference and attacks on the U.S. We need to overcome the North Korean attacks on the U.S. We need to overcome the Chinese attacks on the U.S. That are all benefiting the Republican Party, on top of the fact that, you know, we have Republicans obstructing in different ways and manipulating how you can vote, the voting times, where you can vote, limiting things to make sure that they can suppress as many votes as possible. And that's the new normal.
And that's why we need the most important march, November 6th, as we march to the polls. Scott, I appreciate the time, the thoughts. Great stuff. Thanks so much.
Thank you, brother.
Always good to talk with our good friend, Scott Dworkin. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. Quick break, right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.